Welcome, DHS. Tucker and Asa here. To begin our session, let's talk about fond memories. As a kid, you don't ever realize that time moves, and in your childhood, you never get to be thankful for what you have. That's more precious than any other gift. I personally have many memories with friends and family during my childhood that I wish I could take back.
I totally agree. You know, with me and my friends, we would always hang out, and I wish I could, like, do that so much more often now and just continue to have those fond memories.
I still remember waking up to play games on Saturday mornings, on the weekend, like, and play Minecraft, Call of Duty, and Super Mario, and many others.
Yeah, as well, going over to friends' house around noon all day, and then around 10 at night, we would all go home and play a few more games online before heading to bed to do it all again the next day.
Back then, we had no responsibility.
No jobs.
And no expectations.
Let's see what the others did in their youth.
Adrian, so I have a question for you.
Oh.
Do you ever find yourself looking back and getting stuck in the past?
Maybe when I just, like, think about something when I'm having a tough time in my life, I like to think about the past and how stuff was easier back in the day. But
do you feel sad about it at all?
Well, yeah, I feel sad about it, because time's passed, and you can't change the past and what already happened. All you can do is just push forward and move on.
And if you could, is there a time in your life you wish you could travel back in time and re-experience?
Probably my elementary years.
Why were those your best years?
Because I was able to be free.
Free
to be
from
a
what?
Child. To be immature.
Do you feel that now, like you don't have those same freedoms as you did back then?
Yeah, very often I do.
Okay.
I get judged for being childish.
You know, our message isn't to look back and wish we had those memories again, and we wish we could go back and wish we could go have those memories again.
Our message is that you can reflect on all those memories that you missed.
And hope for a better future.
I mean, think about it. 10, 20 years from now, you're going to learn that your mid to late teens were the good old days.
And if you spend the whole time missing the past and regretting so much, then you won't go anywhere in life.
During that time, you will be missing out so much that your friends and family are doing. You'll always be stuck in the good old days, in a way.
Years from now, you'll always be in the good old days, because each day that passes, and, you know, assuming nothing bad happens in your life that would be, like, detrimental, years from now, you'll always be in the good old days. You'll always look back on it and think, man, 10 years ago, that was the good old days, and that'll keep happening.
So don't reflect on the past.
Work toward the future. A better future.
Because you will always be in the good old days. Enjoy the time you spend with friends and loved ones.
Because that is what will help push you through struggles, if there are any.
Thank you, Delta, for tuning in with us.
Tucker and Asa, signing out.